Our guest is Mike Meharry. He is Communications Director of the 10th Amendment Center. Mike, you with us?
I am.
Thanks for holding. We brought you on because we saw that the 10th Amendment Center has a position specifically on this war. I'm going to guess that you think it's illegal.
You're absolutely correct.
How could that be? The president said so. He said it was okay, and the UN told us to do it, so I don't see what your problem is.
Yeah, there's a little problem with the Constitution granting authority to declare war only to Congress. And last I checked, they've not done that. In fact, I don't think they've even been consulted.
No, they were not consulted. Obama took his marching orders from the UN. So that's
Mike, what do you say when somebody says, well, what about the War Powers Act?
Well, I say the War Powers Act is illegal as well.
I agree.
Any place in the Constitution where the Congress can change the meaning of the Constitution by resolution or fiat, they've simply passed an act that grants the president powers that the Constitution doesn't give it. If they want to grant the president those type of powers, then they have to go through the process and amend the Constitution itself. They don't have the power just to arbitrarily change it, and that's basically all the War Powers Act does.
Yep, that's exactly. You were listening to the first segment because that's pretty much what I was saying. You copied off of me.
I wasn't, but you know, when you're right, you're
great
right.
Great minds think. That's right. And that was my point exactly. Is that the Constitution supersedes anything that Congress tries to do as far as resolutions or passing ridiculous bills that go against. When I say ridiculous, meaning that if they go against the Constitution, and they can say all they want, well, we are ceding authority to the president, our authority to declare war, we're just going to give that up to somebody. They don't have the power to give up that power.
That's correct.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand the basic concept of sovereignty, and sovereignty rests with the people.
Now you're talking like Al-Qaeda. You sound like Al-Qaeda talking like that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But in order to, you know, the people granted the federal government certain powers through the Constitution, and in order to change the way those powers are distributed or wielded, it has to go back to the people and again be changed by amendment. We have a process to change the Constitution, but nobody wants to do that because that's just way too much trouble that brings in those pesky people and those pesky states. And, you know, why do that when we can just pass a law and do what we want, right?
Sure. I mean, I think people forget that the government derives its power from us, because if you listen to the federal government especially, you would think that God first created the federal government and the federal government gave birth to us and we owe all of our power to them, our creator, when it's the opposite. God created the people, and the people granted the powers to the federal government in a very limited manner. How is it that the federal government has managed to grow so far beyond the very limited constitutional powers granted to the federal government, reserving everything else to the state under the 10th Amendment?
I think because we've let it.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Quite honestly, we've ceded our power, and you know, the nature of government is that it's going to grow. The nature of power is it's going to fill a vacuum. And the founders understood this. They even recognized this as a danger. And a lot of what the anti-federalists, as they call them, argued has come to pass. The government has grown more and more powerful. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people get a lot of goodies from the government, and that enables the government to continue to grow. It sucks people in and makes them dependent and derives more and more power. And the only hope that I see for stopping that is to get our state legislatures to stand up and say no. And, you know, oftentimes that's easier said than done as well.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't think that many state legislators understand what you're talking about, frankly. I think they've forgotten, too. But the issue really is one of refusing to continue to allow this. And, you know, I guess it's up to people, because really, although some people get goodies, most of us don't. I mean, the little bit you might get from the federal government used to be some infrastructure repair. You would have a highway that was pretty decent, maybe you'd have, you know, some bridges, a couple of national parks. But now the infrastructure is crumbling as they give our money away.
You know what we're trying to get in return now is some factories to build bombs and missiles to go shoot at foreigners.
Right.
God knows we don't have factories left for anything else in New Orleans. Everybody lives in converted warehouses with names like American Can Company, the Cotton Mill, places that used to actually produce something before the federal government ceded all of our power and put us in a situation where we can't compete with slave nations like China. So it's just a terrible situation. And what are y'all doing to try to educate people to take back their power?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, we talk about the negatives. In a lot of ways, I'm optimistic because I see people waking up, and there's been a number of events over the last year, I think, that have really grabbed people's attention, the first and foremost being the healthcare legislation. For the first time, we've actually heard and seen people talking about nullifying, about states standing up and saying no to these unconstitutional acts. The TSA is another issue that broad support on both sides of the political aisle. People intuitively understand that having some stranger grope you in order to fly an airplane is not right. And so, you know, we're seeing people start to recognize the intrusiveness of the federal government, and we're seeing more and more willingness to take steps to stand up. And that's really, you know, at the 10th Amendment Center, we do a lot of legislative tracking. We've written model legislation.
Okay, Mike, we have a break coming up right now. You can hold through the break for us, right?
I'd be happy to.
All right, great. We'll be back with Mike Meharry from the 10th Amendment Center discussing states' rights and your rights and how to get them back.
Baldy and the Blonde, check us out at baldyandtheblonde.com.
Whoever said ignorance is bliss never got hit with a Baldy and the Blonde 1-2 truth punch. Now, get ready for a combination that will knock you to your senses. Broadcasting live from the Booth of Truth in the WGSO studio in New Orleans, Tom Coates and Michelle Godin.
You are listening to the Baldy and the Blonde Show. This is Tom Coates and Michelle Godin. We are here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Check out our website, baldyandtheblonde.com. Also look at Michelle's lawyer website, michellegodin.com. Just do something weird like her parents did and put one L in Michelle, or you won't get there.
You talking about my mom?
No.
Don't talk about my mom.
Just kidding.
All right.
Now, we have a guest on the line. It's Mike Meharry. He's communication director from 10th Amendment Center. And we do have a caller on the line, Joseph from Metairie, with a question. But Joseph, please just make it quick.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Have any you people or your guests ever read a book called Family of Secrets by Russ Baker? Published by Bloomsbury Press. You can get it in paperback for about $23, $22.
No.
I don't know that one, sorry.
Okay, because if you do empower yourself with any kind of knowledge with the intent of wanting to get the power back in the hands of the people and away or out of the hands of a secret shadow government, you've got to read this book, because this is the problem that we have. We think the problem is the so-called visible government that
okay,
we
elect. Well then, we will go ahead and pose that question to our guests. Do you believe, you know, we do have done quite a few shows, Mike, about the Bilderberg Group. There's no question that these groups exist and that they certainly meet secretly, and, you know, they have members of the press that go to these meetings and actually take solemn vows not to report what they hear. And then we've also covered the crazy people that go to the cremation of care ceremony, all the men that run around in little robes and worship a big fake owl out in California.
Now you're sounding crazy.
It totally does sound crazy, I know. Google it, please, Bohemian Grove. Anyway, Mike, this is a little bit off topic, but do you think that one of our problems not only is that we've allowed the federal government to take our power from us, even though it's supposedly derived from us, we let them have it. Do you also believe that there is a group of elite, powerful people that have far too much influence over the governing of our country?
I'll be real honest. That's not something I've really given much consideration to one way or the other. My hands are full trying to teach people what the Constitution means and how to follow it. And that's really our focus. it may or may not exist. That's just not something I've chosen to put my time and effort into.
Because you're sticking to the Constitution, which gives us a constitutional remedy.
Exactly.
And I think that's an excellent place to seize our power back, because there's no question that it's legal. And, you know, legally, it's within our rights. And actually, if you go by the Declaration of Independence, it's our duty, when the government becomes so tyrannical, to throw it off.
Absolutely.
And I'm all for it.
I look at it this way, is that they threw it off.
Well, they did.
The people that in Washington who ignored the Constitution and have become the tyrants, they shook off our Republican form of government a long time ago.
Yeah.
So if
that's
it sounds
a good point.
If it sounds radical that I say I want to shake off these guys, that ain't radical. What's radical is if I don't.
I mean, who would believe that the president of the United States, who pretended to be a constitutional lawyer, but his records are sealed, so we have no idea, would take his marching orders and go to war against Libya at the directive of the UN?
Yeah, what is that?
You know. What country is this? So it's certainly not a constitutional republic. And why is it that all of our politicians repeatedly say this is a democracy, and they know very well that it's not? So anyway, what can people do? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it's the same guys that say the three branches of government are the White House, the House, and the Senate.
That was awesome.
Right.
Bunch of idiots. Or how about, I'm sure you love this, Mike, when Nancy Pelosi was asked during the health care bill, since you brought that up. Miss Pelosi, what is the constitutional basis for the health care law? And she laughed and said, seriously? Like, with absolute contempt for the person asking the question. And he said, yeah, I'm serious. She goes, no, really, seriously?
I think the three branches of government are the reprobates, the liars, and the morons.
Don't forget the cheats.
Is that it? Oh, the cheats. Well, there's four branches of government, I guess.
Okay, so what are y'all doing at the 10th Amendment Center, Mike? What can people do? They can go to your website.
A real focus over the last few months has been working on educating and pushing legislation in really three big areas right now.
Okay.
Healthcare probably being number one.
Okay.
Because that's on the front of everybody's mind. More recently, the TSA nullification. We've got a number of states that are looking to roll back the groping and irradiating of our citizens. And then more recently, we're starting to see some interest from states in constitutional tender, and going to gold and silver coins to pay debts in their states. So we've really been focusing on those issues now. Libya has been dropped on our plate, and I have a feeling that the Patriot Act is going to become a front burner issue again here pretty soon. You know, all of these are usurpations of state power, and
yes,
our intention is to roll it back.
And if people want to get involved with your group and join in the efforts, what would they do?
Well, the best thing to do is just visit our website, which is 10thAmendmentCenter.com. You spell out 10th, T-E-N-T-H, and you'll see all kinds of links to articles and ways to educate yourself. There's also a tab you can pull down that gives you opportunities to volunteer and get involved, and we're always looking for people to get involved on the state level. We have chapters in numerous states, and if there's not one in your state, you're welcome to start one.
Yeah, well,
so we're always looking for volunteers.
Yeah, and how does Louisiana stack up? You know, we have a regular legislator that comes on the show, and he has introduced quite a few pieces of legislation that I believe fit the 10th Amendment Center's, you know, objectives. Do you have any specific knowledge about Louisiana?
I'm not seeing anything recently that's really stood out.
Okay.
If you bear with me a second, I actually have a...
While you're looking at something, I want to mention this. I'm at the 10th Amendment Center website right now, 10thAmendmentCenter.com, and they've got people that tour and apparently do some speaking, and they list some names.
Awesome.
Now, let me read you some names, Michelle. I'm going to give you a quiz. Tell me what they have in common.
Okay.
Tom Woods. These are the first three people listed. Tom Woods, Gary Johnson, and Sheriff Mack.
All been guests on Baldy and the Blonde, that's for sure.
That's it.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Oh, those three guys are tremendous.
Mike, I want to ask you something that oftentimes I'll read not necessarily on your site, but I just get it from wherever, that a certain state is doing something particularly interesting, like the legal tender laws, or coining their own money or nullifying something. My question is there a central repository for this type of bill where you take it in and then you distribute it to the other state legislatures?
We don't have a central depository as such. Most of that type of activity, our structure kind of is, we have a national organization, and then we have state chapters. And really our state chapters kind of folks take the lead in terms of going to their legislatures, finding representatives who are willing to introduce legislation and working it through that way. So, we're kind of like the government. We're really decentralized. Which I guess makes sense for a 10th Amendment Center type of organization.
There you go. Well,
it looks like a great website.
That might be pretty effective, though. If and maybe we can somehow work together on that. When we see particularly strong legislation in one state, instead of just crossing our fingers and hope others introduce it, we distribute it to friendly legislators there and ask them to tweak it a little bit for their state and then introduce it.
Now, absolutely. If Baldy and the Blonde wanted to be the Louisiana 10th Amendment Center sponsors, we could do that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Go to the website. There's a little bit of an application process that we put people through to make sure that they are on track with our philosophy and whatnot. But if you push on the volunteer tab.
Yeah, we'll check into it.
Sign up. We will send you through the process and get you going. And I'm not sure that there's anybody in Louisiana right now.
It doesn't appear so looking at it. And yet, I have to tell you that Ron Paul came in first in our caucus. We have a very strong Tea Party because you're friends with Tom Woods. You must also know Dr. Walter Block. He teaches at Loyola in New Orleans. And there's quite a strong libertarian and constitutional group of young people that live here, thankfully, and that have been very active from time to time in the political scene. So,
and I was just looking at our legislative tracking. You guys were ahead of the curve on Healthcare Freedom Act. You guys passed that last year.
We did, but there was a bizarre disclaimer at the end that said nothing in this law shall be construed to mean that we're going against Obamacare, basically. So it was really a piece of garbage at the end of the day.
It was really strange. The last sentence of that bill,
it nullified the whole bill.
It was very strange.
Well, it's been great having you on, Mike, and I'm strongly encourage everybody to go to the 10thAmendmentCenter.com, spell out 10th. We also have a link in our show notes and on the website. And, Mike, we'd like to have you back. Maybe we're going to look into seeing if maybe we want to take over the sponsorship, since it kind of fits right in with what we do here at Baldy and the Blonde, which is try to preserve what rights we have left and claim the ones that we've let get away. So,
all right, Mike Meharry from the 10th Amendment Center, thank you. Over and out.
Thank you.
This is Baldy and the Blonde. We'll be back in a few minutes. Check us out at baldyandtheblonde.com.
And that's why I'm walking on, stepping on, stomped on toes.